Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's another podcast. Sam Crowley. I hope you don't mind firing back another one. Truth be told, I'm all alone in the home today. My wife left me, not for a long period of time, like forever. She took my daughters for a day trip up to Columbus. They're going to be staying overnight, doing a lot of shopping, all that good stuff. We're probably about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes from Columbus, Ohio. Live outside of Cincinnati. So my wife says, hey, it's spring break. Take the girls up there. Leave dad alone to get some work done. I got to tell you. We got March Madness going on here, which I know we have people listening over 100 countries. You're like, what the hell is March Madness? College basketball. So I'll be dialed into that today. Recording podcasts today. Doing a webinar today. Coaching clients on the phone. All from the comfort of my own home without any distractions. Hence the reason for the second podcast. Hey, I want to share with you a conversation I had with somebody locally here a few nights ago, and I'm curious, what do you think about this? So I volunteer, my daughters play lacrosse, and so last year when they were in middle school, I kept score. This year, I'm opening the concession stand. Ooh, lots of responsibility. Got to open up the concession stand and then hand it off to the individual moms and dads who are going to work the concession stand during the lacrosse games. So I was chatting with one of the moms, and I was talking about my daughter playing lacrosse. And I told her that you don't have a future in this sport, so just enjoy it. And I looked at the mom, and I think I shocked the crap out of her. Like, I think she's looking at me like, what? She didn't say anything. I just tell by the look. I'm like, yeah, I told my daughter, there's no future for this in this sport. So just enjoy it. Have a good time. Be part of the team. Because I see all these parents that have their kids in basketball and football, lacrosse and soccer, and they're traveling all over the region and all over the country. And, you know, my kid's going to be a rock star in this sport. And look, hey, I'm the first one to lift somebody up. But there comes a time. You got to know who you are. And you got to know what you're good at. And you got to know what you're not good at. You know, the people who love you the most are going to be the ones that tell you the truth. Would you agree with that statement? Like, have you ever had anybody blow smoke at you and you're like, don't tell me that. Don't tell me. That's not true. Or maybe when you're really young, you wanted to believe it and it actually had a very negative impact on your future. I know I've had people tell me that. Oh, Sam, you're amazing. You can do this. You can do that. Like when I was in the corporate world, they wanted me to, you're really, really good at, you know, leading people in this area. I wasn't good at that at all, man. I wish somebody would have spoke truth to me. You're really organized. I wasn't organized. When people think of me, the last thing they think of is organized, you know? And so anyway, when I said that to the mom, the parent, I thought, wow, she probably thinks I'm a moron for saying that about my kids. But here's what I want people to understand, and you as well. Once you are truthful about what it is that you really love to do, you'll figure out real quick what it is what you don't want to do. And it's just as important to understand what it is that you don't want to do and what you're not good at. You know, pick one thing. Don't pick 4,000 things and try them all. Pick one thing. Do it 4,000 times. That's the key to having success. And you know how I know my daughters have no future in lacrosse? Because they're not passionate about it. They love it. When it's lacrosse season, they'll play it. They have a great time. And they love the games and the practices and going over to the friend's house afterward. They love the camaraderie of it. But they're not out practicing in the side yard. We have one of those bounce back things. You throw the lacrosse ball at it and it comes right back to you. We got one of those in our side yard. You know how often that thing gets used? Not very. If my kids had a real passion for that sport, they'd be out there like I was in high school playing basketball in Bradford, PA, in 10-degree weather with my fingers about having frostbite, you know, turning purple, bouncing a basketball, and playing with all my other buddies. You know, as much as I love baseball, you know what we do in the afternoons and the during spring, not spring, summer break? School would let out in Bradford, PA. I went to St. Bernard's from first grade to eighth grade, St. Bernard's Catholic School in Bradford, Pennsylvania. School would let out first week of June. You know what we did? Let's say school was at, the last day of school was on a Tuesday, for example. And guess what we did Wednesday morning? Got our baseball mitts, bat, knocked on the neighbor's door. All the kids rallied them up. Hey, let's go, let's go. Went to Callahan Park, played baseball all day long until, what, the streetlights came on. That's how we knew we had to be home. We didn't even eat lunch. We just played all day. Same thing with basketball. If we weren't playing baseball, we were at Callahan Park on the outdoor basketball hoops on the pavement playing basketball nonstop. That's all we did. I had an incredible passion for basketball, unfortunately, and baseball. But unfortunately, my skill set didn't lend themselves to doing anything after high school with it, you know? And there were people blowing smoke at me, especially with baseball, because I was I loved to pitch. I was a pitcher, you know, and did really, really well locally pitching, you know, and won this championship, won that championship, won this award, won that award. And people would blow smoke. Oh, you got a future. You could play in college. You could play. I couldn't play in college. You know what happened? I went to Penn State Barron, Penn State Erie campus. And there was a very first day of practice for the baseball team. So, you know, I signed up. I was one of the Penn State baseball players, but for Erie College, okay? And this was a branch campus, guys, okay? This was a main campus at Penn State. It was a branch campus. I went down to the very first practice, and it was like February, so we had to do it in the gym because it was so cold outside. And we were just playing catch. We were just playing catch. And all the pitchers hung out and played. And there was this guy, a lanky dude, left-hander, probably about 6'4", I don't know, 220 pounds or so, playing catch. The guy damn near broke my hand. I couldn't even catch. The ball was moving all over the place. I'm like, dude, hey, I don't know if you're throwing me a screwball or a curveball. Can we just play catch? He's like, yeah, dude, I'm just throwing it. I'm like, okay. I realized right away I'm out of my league. I went to 3 practices and never went back again. Why? Because I wasn't good enough. I wasn't going to be able to be. This guy's just playing catch, you know, and I'm a pitcher throwing 88 on a good day. So my point in all of this is understand what it is that you really have a passion for. That's what you're going to be really good at. For me, I love to speak. I love to record audios. I'll record an audio anywhere, anytime, any place, anywhere. I'll grab my phone and I'll grip it and rip it and start talking. I love it. I love it. That's what I'm good at. That's what I get paid to do. To what? To speak. To what? To speak. You know what I don't get paid to do? Send emails, do spreadsheets, run organizations, have employees, manage employees, all that stuff that I'm not good at that. I have an accountant. She does all the stuff with the accounting with the business. I have a project manager who comes on board. When you come on board as a coaching client, you get a dedicated project manager. So they can what? Manage the project. What do you think she loves to do? Manage projects. What do you think her great skill sets are? Tasks, all right? Oriented stuff. Keeping all the benchmarks. You know, we got to get this done, that done by this date. You know what you and I do? We coach. You know what I love to do? Coach. You starting to get the picture? So when I said to that mom locally, my daughters don't have a future in this sport. How do I know that? Because I know passion when I see it. And when someone comes to me and says, Sam, I want to be a speaker. I'm like, great, go speak for free. Let's go. We'll set it up. Oh, well, I don't really think, speak for free. I'm like, what? How do you think someone's going to book you? How are you going to get a sizzle reel done? How are you going to get any experience at all? You got to go speak for free 20, 30 times. Why? Because and you know what a podcast does? It helps you hone that message. What I'm doing right now, talking in front of a microphone, there's nobody else in the room with me right now. There's nobody looking there, nobody snoring, falling asleep, rolling their eyes, walking out, coming in and out of the door, disrupting. That's what hurts a speaker if you've never spoken in front of people. That's why I tell every speaker you must, without exception, have a podcast because it's a great way to hone your message. And I think everybody should have one. Everybody. But anyway, when you have that, it's non-threatening. And then go speak for free. Local libraries have meetups, Kiwanis, Rotary, things like that. Why? To practice. And there's absolutely no pressure. If you're not accepting money, there's no expectation. There's no pressure. They're just happy to have you. And then go out and speak. See, all of this stuff revolves around one big word, and that is passion. I know when somebody's going to be successful because when we work together and we work on their messaging, we find their zone of genius. Their what? Zone of genius. That's my specialty. I will find anybody's. I don't care what you've been doing, where you are right now, the stories you've told yourself, I will find your zone of genius with you. I promise you. I guarantee it. Guaranteed. Have you booked your call? Launchwithsam.com. Go ahead and book your 30-minute call. Test me, okay? I will find your zone of genius. And when you find your zone of genius, the passion is right there. When the passion is there, the profits will follow. Don't worry about that. But it's nothing to do with the money. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. That's how you will know. You got kids, right? If you, those of you that have kids, or you were a kid at one point in time, all right? Did you ever do stuff you weren't passionate about? Did your parents ever force you to play the piano, the guitar, play baseball, soccer, and you hated it? And you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do it. It's not fun. Hey, let me let you in on a little secret. That never changes when you get older. Okay, that never changes. As a matter of fact, it gets more frustrating because you're getting older and you don't have as much time left to figure this stuff out. So you're going to do it anyway. Go to that job that you don't like. But you don't like it, but it pays the bills. But you don't like it, but it pays the bills. You know, it's actually possible to do something you love and make money. Something that pays the bill. Oh, it's possible. That's where your zone of genius is. Don't settle. Don't settle. So anyway, I wanted to share that conversation with you because I thought it was kind of funny when I said that to the mom. Great lady. Nice lady. I said, I was like, oh, geez, I think I just shocked a living. I can't believe it. I mean, what parent says their kid has no future? I want my kid. They're academically passionate. Like all my kids, my 18-year-old Madeline was very passionate about academics. You know, they throw themselves into the book. They have a passion for it. Guess what? They're going to be successful. In what particular stuff? I don't know yet. I don't know. But I know one thing. They've got a passion for it, and that is the foundation for success. All right? So take that message. Be truthful with yourself, would you? Stop selling yourself the story that, well, I think I can, if with a lot of time, I can be good. No. Don't settle for anything less than something that really gets you excited, and go earn money doing that. And if you don't know what it is, let me help you. It's called your zone of genius. Zone of genius. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.